I can tell you that FBI personnel from our Bryan office of the FBI, along with our local state and federal law enforcement partners in that area, are conducting a law enforcement operation at a townhome there in that area. But because the documents are sealed in this particular case, I can't comment any further at this time regarding the nature of that operation or the ongoing investigation. But I can tell you that whenever we conduct any type of operation like this, the safety of the public and all law enforcement personnel involved is our top priority. So that's why some of the precautions are being taken that you may be seeing out there at the scene.
And if you can describe what people would see if they would drive by.
Well, obviously, our law enforcement personnel are wearing hazmat suits, in an abundance of caution, in the event that they should come across anything that could be potentially hazardous to themselves or the public. We are going to take any and all necessary precautions, and that's what we do each and every time that we conduct one of these operations. So, hopefully... we're going to be out there for some time until this scene is clear, until we're able to conduct our search of this particular location. But we're not going to really be able to comment any further because the documents are sealed by the court at this time.
Sure. This being a residential neighborhood, has anyone been asked to evacuate?
I think we're in close contact with, the adjacent residences, but I'm not told of any particular mass evacuation or anything like that at this time. There's certainly some precautions being taken just right in that immediate area, the surrounding residences, and we're in close contact with them, no evacuation or anything that I'm aware of at this time.
Traffic's not being blocked.
There is a safety perimeter that is set up, a very small safety perimeter that's set up in that particular area. But from my understanding, property owners can gain access to their residence, but outside traffic is being held behind the perimeter for safety, again, of the public and the law enforcement personnel involved.